When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
I need service.
Like a refill on your drink?
Or some more dipping sauces?
No, Goobers. I need service on my car.
Oh, okay. But I still want a refill on my drink.
Well, I'm sure the professionals at Sears Imported Autos can help with that, because they literally do everything for you.
Yeah, I've heard you mention that. Didn't Colin just take his car into the service department at Sears?
He did, and it was amazing. And we've owned a few car brands, we've been to a few places, but the service at Sears was beyond. They gave him a free Mercedes loaner while his car was being worked on.
Oh, fancy.
Oh, absolutely. And obviously, with COVID, safety is so important to the family at Sears. If people request, the service pros at Sears Imported Autos will pick up your car, perform the repairs, clean, disinfect, and get it back to you safe and sound. And I must say, it feels so nice, and it gives you that great peace of mind.
I know some places make it a pain to schedule an appointment. How is it at Sears?
So simple. No horrible phone trees. You can schedule an appointment right online at searsimports.com.
No wonder Sears won Best of the Best from Mercedes in 2018 and 2019.
To me, they are fabulous. No, fabulous. Every day, every year, for over 55 years, serving four generations of customers. And let's just say, very few can say that.
Sears Imported Autos, 10 minutes west of downtown Minneapolis on 394.
And online at searsimports.com.
Magic mirror on the wall. Who is the fairest one of all?
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk 107.1 and live streaming all over the earth at MyTalk107.1.com. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to start paying people to use her giant slip and slide in her backyard, ladies and gentlemen, Alexis Thompson.
Oh, you know I do that too. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, Bunny.
Good morning, Kenny.
It's pretty slippery around here, too.
It is, yeah. Dawn continues her vacation, and good morning to all of you on this Wednesday, July 28th, 2021. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your life. Welcome to National Hamburger Day. Welcome to National Milk Chocolate Day. Welcome to National Water Park Day. Welcome to World Nature Conservation Day. Welcome to World Hepatitis Day. And welcome to your very first sip of delicious coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee.
Alexis Thompson, how is your coffee on this very, very hot Wednesday?
Oh, it's hot. It feels hotter than hot. It just burned my tongue. It's that fresh. But it tastes divine, and it's life juice today, so it's very nice.
Kenny?
I'm drinking Karma coffee this morning, Jason.
Okay.
I feel like that's all I should say about that because of Karma.
Okay. I hear you. I am drinking the please, Starbucks, keep this drink exactly how God wants it. That's how it's tasting.
Right, it's changing in a month, isn't it, Jace?
Yes, we'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit.
You got confirmation, huh?
Right now, it's just the way the good Lord wants it. Cheers.
You're going to drink that every day multiple times, aren't you?
I have a question for you, Lex.
Sure.
Stick a finger in my nose on camera. Sorry about that.
Perfect.
Did I mock you or make fun of you or accuse you of living in the 1800s yesterday because your air conditioner is not working? You don't have an air conditioner? I feel that I might have laughed. I had a good laugh at your expense because you're living without AC right now.
Oh, I don't remember, but I am laughing along with you. So...
Because sometime after 2 a.m., the blower motor on my furnace stopped working.
Oh, no!
And the thermostat set at 67, and the house is at 70 and rising.
No, that's what you mean by the karma coffee.
Karma. Kenny hasn't learned all these years. He needs to shut his big fat mouth.
Karma should be kicking the crap out of a guy like that.
It's never the fun stuff, is it?
I think
my coils are froze. I think the coils are froze. I think if we thaw them out, we'll be back in business.
We had that problem, too. That's why there was all that water to sop up when it finally started to melt.
Yeah.
But those coils, man.
My coils are just fine, by the way. My coils are thawed and ready to go. Yeah.
Oh, well, we're getting the new coils today, so...
Yeah.
Very excited about that.
And Colin actually thought about you last night, Lex. We didn't know we needed to think about Kenny.
Yeah.
But we were laying in bed, and as Dawn told you guys, we keep our bedroom at a very, very nice 32 degrees. Very balmy 32 degrees. And we're laying in there, and Colin breaks the darkness with his voice, and he said, "Ooh, poor Alexis. Like right now, she's probably sweating in the darkness." And I said, "Ooh, that's right. She doesn't have air conditioning because hers from 1978 broke."
Yeah, because it's 32 degrees Celsius in my house.
So we did think of you last night, and who knew, Kenny, that I needed to think positively for you too, that you would be suffering as well. I apologize.
Jason,
karma.
Karma's been kicking me in the crotch my whole life. How come I haven't learned? Never make fun of somebody who's suffering. That's not cool.
It could be
worse. I'm referring to myself as the dumb here.
Well. Yes.
Let's just get karma. I was referring to myself, karma.
Yes. Yes.
That's what we do here, though.
We wouldn't have a show.
It was fun.
Yes.
I'm sweating my balls off.
Yeah. What? And she doesn't even have any. Just FYI.
They're invisible, but they're pretty big.
What time will your 1978 air conditioner get fixed?
In a few hours. Yeah, they're going to start early morning to get that going because it's going to be a really hot one today. So I think they want to just get it all done because we're also getting the furnace replaced at the same time. So we're just doing the whole kit and caboodle. Just
everything.
Good move.
Done.
Good move. Good
Kenny, how about you? Have you? When are you getting yours fixed?
I just sent my guy Rocky a text right now. I figured 6 o'clock, his alarm's probably gone off. So and he used to actually live in the house that I'm in. He was one of my old renters, so he takes care of me. So hopefully today.
And he knows that system pretty well. Then
yeah, he installed this system.
Perfect.
Yep. It's referred to as Rocky's furnace.
Perfect.
Yes.
Perfect.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Well, and speaking of the heat, Lex, did you go? We had a company picnic yesterday outside. Did you attend the company festivities?
I did go.
Partly because it
was 4 minutes from my house.
Oh, well, there's that.
I was like, I could do that. That's no problem. There was a food truck, D's Barbecue. There was ice cream, so that was good, and prizes.
It looked hot. Did you see the photos, Jason?
No, where are the photos?
On one of those many emails from the Emperor.
Yeah, his update he sent.
Oh, the update. I do delete those. But while you're talking, Lex, I will.
See how hot we all look.
In my deleted folder here. I'll look at that while you're.
It was
that hot.
Oh, yeah, even Lex, under the pavilion.
Miserable.
Yeah, it looked
awful.
We stayed about an hour, and most people didn't stay that long. And the poor food truck, it took a while to get that going too, because they broke down, and then finally the food was good. So once they got going, it was fine. But wow, imagine you're grilling burgers and stuff and it's that hot out. So
oof. Ooh. Oh, yeah, I'm looking at it. Everyone has a nice, glistening look to them.
Yeah, nice, yes. And glowy, and maybe not the J-Lo glow, but definitely the sweaty, swassy glow that you, yeah, know, you get, that I'm sure most people had yesterday if you were outside. But it was, you know what is funny is that, I brought Zen, too, my son, because we were close, and there were a bunch of people who hadn't met him yet. So that was really fun to see people I haven't seen for a long time. Yeah. And he luckily was doing okay. He was trying to play cornhole and do the whole thing. Had a few little fits, but you know, generally good disposition and joyful and, yeah, happy to see everybody. But
you just described Kenny.
Yeah,
just a few little fits.
You know, once in a while.
And Jason. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. And then I'm looking around. There's a lot of people I don't know.
Yes.
Do you feel that way, yes, too, Kenny, at these events?
I didn't know anybody. Yeah. I recognized a couple of salespeople.
Yes. Like,
who are these Mountain Dew drinkers? Come on.
Mountain Dew drinkers. Yeah. I'm just looking around going, who's that? Who's that? Who's that?
Who's that?
They're all on the digital team.
Right.
Upstairs, so we never see them. Also, they've been hired during the pandemic, or, you know, how often are we breaking bread with them? Not as often, because we're, well, sometimes, but you know what I mean.
I felt that way. I think I said it. I felt that way a week ago when I did the town ball thing, I worked with folks that work at night. I didn't know anybody.
Yeah.
I knew like one person. I knew one. I'm like, I don't know you. I don't know you. I was in a meeting yesterday because I'm helping out with another project here. And this woman is looking at me like, why is the talk show dude in this meeting? Like, who are you? Like, why are you here? And I'm like, I don't know you. And her name, I thought it was Enya, and it's not Enya. And I kept calling her Enya.
I do that all the time.
Oh.
But Lex, I know the feeling. Well, it's a pandemic thing.
It definitely is a pandemic thing. And then they'll say their name, and my trick is I repeat it.
Yeah.
Say their name. Okay, my name's Brian. Okay, Brian. Brian.
Brian.
And usually that kind of works for me, but I have nothing. I'm like, I met him. We said hi. Hey, you.
Nothing.
It's going to be hey, you, yeah, next time I see you.
Yeah. Hey, you.
And I'm hoping I'm in the same boat, so then they're saying hey, you, too. So
do the Julia trick, sweetie. Just call everybody sweetie.
Oh,
that's,
yeah,
what Julia does. She
Perfect.
Doesn't remember anyone's name. Yeah.
Although it is nice to see everyone outside of the building in shorts and t-shirts and just kind, yeah, of hanging out in a more relaxed situation. So I just, yeah, wish it wasn't as steamy.
Well, while you were eating burgers hey, did the emperor have his tie on, by the way?
No.
Did he have his tie tucked
in?
He
had like a Hawaiian shirt on and like khaki shorts.
Oh my goodness. I don't want to see those legs.
One of the photos, he looks very uncomfortable.
I bet.
One of those guys that looks uncomfortable when he's not in a suit and tie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
He can't chill.
Yeah.
If he was out there like that, though, whoa.
Oof, could you imagine?
The layers.
Who got really loaded and threw up on themselves? Anybody?
Oh, no one. Oh. I was hoping.
Probably no liquor.
There was nothing. A few ate too much ice cream, but that's about it. So,
what kind of party is that? Yes. Unless there's vomit.
It's not the stories, yeah, like we used to have, Kenny.
No. Yeah.
Right. Nobody, yeah, fell in the pool.
No. No.
No.
No one just ran into the lake naked. You know, I mean, yeah, that would have been something.
Hey, we need, again, come on, people. Do you not know we have 3 hours to fill?
Come
we could have.
On.
Can somebody have fallen in the lake naked? Come on.
Which is also another good reminder, maybe not for yesterday or the steamy weather, but that pavilion at Island Lake in Shoreview, it's a great place to host an event, and that's
perfect.
Where it was yesterday. So it's just nice that they prioritize getting us together and
absolutely
doing some stuff.
Yeah, we just love making fun of the emperor.
Yeah.
A little bit later, while Lex was eating burgers with the emperor, I'll tell you how, where, and why I was sweating my ass off yesterday.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a little bit later. But right now, just a couple weeks left to register for July prizes in the My Talk Listener Rewards treasure chest of Visa gift cards in there. Ever Eve gift cards, Punch Pizza gift cards, Crisp and Green. I love their Fiesta Bowl, FYI, if you're looking for a good grain bowl.
Oh, I haven't tried that there yet.
Oh my God, Alexis!
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
This is so good. Anyway, listener reward. Sign up for it at mytalk1071.com. Speaking of food, hey, good looking. What you got cooking? I have a message for Starbucks when we come back. Hey, ladies, want to go for a test drive?
I knew it, Dawn. Jason's buying us a car.
So, do you mind if I ask for one with a moonroof and heated cup holders?
Guys, I'm not going to buy you a car. We're going to test drive a new smile.
Rude.
No, goofball. Your smile is great. But look, if you don't like your smile for whatever reason, Dr. Amy at Hughes Dental can take you for a smile test drive.
How does that work?
Well, after someone does one of Dr. Amy's legendary virtual smile consults and they start to consider veneers, Dr. Amy can do a 30-minute appointment where she puts on a composite material that will show the patient what their actual new smile could look like.
That's some Star Wars stuff right there.
Well, that's why I call Dr. Amy, the Yoda of dentistry. Contact Dr. Amy and ask her about virtual smile consults and the smile test drive at Hughes-Dental.com.
Oh, and don't forget, Dr. Amy can be your regular dentist, too. Again, that's Hughes-Dental.com.
And follow them on Instagram for the latest promotions.
Say hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about something up with me?
Welcome back.
Hey, sweet baby.
Thanks, Hank. We'll take it from here.
Don't
hey, good thanks, looking.
Baby.
What you got cooking? Right here on Jason and Alexis in the morning. Dawn's on vacation. You're stuck with the three of us all week. I don't know, you
yep,
three.
That's
I think.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
I know mom's gone, but I think the three of us are doing a hell of a job. I think we're doing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, we're living.
We're doing what we can. You're right. We're living.
Nothing's on fire yet. We haven't burned anything down. I think Dawn would be proud of us.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I mean?
I think so. Mama's gone.
I think mama would be proud of us.
I think so.
I thought about that yesterday. I'm like, you know, tomorrow's Wednesday. I mean, we're halfway there.
Yeah. Hey.
And the board hasn't caught on fire.
Phew.
Kenny hasn't walked out in protest.
Yeah.
I haven't cried. You know what I mean? I think mama would be proud. I think Mama Dawn would be proud.
Yeah, I think so. I hope so.
Oof. I hope so. Oh, I have a message for those rat bastards at Starbucks, and that's where we're going to begin today.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
My God. Okay.
Oh.
I have a message. I love you, Mermaid. I love you, Starbucks. I love you.
It's a siren, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry. I love the siren.
Uh-huh.
I love you.
I got corrected by someone once when I said, oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, I knew it. I couldn't think of what the hell it was, but I knew it was a mythical creature. Anyway, Starbucks, I don't mind saying this, and it's embarrassing. I don't like admitting this, but a big chunk of my income goes to your company, and I'm embarrassed by that. But
you go a lot. You're right. Almost daily.
And I do love it. And I buy coffee almost daily for executive producer Jeff as a little daily thank you for what he provides to my life. So in saying that, I'm devoted. I'm an Uber fan. I'm not some rando who walks into your establishment once every 6 months to get an iced coffee. No. I'm there day in and day out. Rain, sleet, snow, hail, pandemic.
What did you say, Kenny?
And I have done nothing but promote one of your beverages, which I believe personally is the finest beverage your company has ever crafted, and that is the Salted Caramel Cream Cold Brew.
You have been waving that freak flag around since right when it started.
I've introduced Alexis to it, Dawn to it, my friend Jen to it. It is perfect because it is not too sweet. It is just that it is right there. If there's a line, if there's a chart, if there's a graph, the needle is right there in the middle. It's not that gaggingly sweet Frappuccino crap, and it's not dry and bitter like a dark coffee. It's perfectly in the middle.
Yes.
Well, it's a perfect treat. Thank you. Well, I heard a rumor from our good friend Panda, one of the most devoted listeners we have. Talk about rain, sleet, or snow. She listens. I don't care what's happening. She could be on fire and she'd be listening to us. And she got intel. She got horrible intel that these rat bastards were going to change my drink. And not that I didn't believe her, but I went to investigate. And I found out today. I found out this morning because I saw the documentation.
Uh-oh. Oh, are you looking in the top secret folder?
That's for me to know, Alexis. That's for me to know. I don't want to reveal my sources, Lex. This is Watergate right. level. Yes. This is Watergate level. This is Deep Throat.
Whoa.
And I saw the documentation, and yes, a month from now, they're changing the recipe. And I just to make it sweeter.
Sweeter.
And I'm just telling you, Starbucks, to quote Pretty Woman, big mistake. Huge. Big mistake, huge. I'm going shopping to Caribou now. Bye-bye, Starbucks.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Okay.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Whoa.
That's some fighting words there, Jace. Yep.
We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. On my Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Everything Chrissy.
I cannot do this, okay? The Lord need to delegate temperature and weather to somebody else. Where the hell is Moses?
Yeah.
Moses.
Chrissy talking about the extreme heat.
I cannot deal with this. I am not tropical. I'm not a damn toucan.
Yes. Good.
Chrissy, anything else you want to say?
Jesus. Be a raindrop or central air because I cannot breathe.
Right,
that's
Kenny?
Right, Chrissy. That's right.
You guys, karma.
It should not be so damn hot that I'm up here having dreams about me being on fire.
I love her so much. Oh, Jason already said what her show's called. It's Wednesday, July 28th, 2021. By the way, if you want to help out your old friend Jason, jump on your Twitter machine, grab your kid's Twitter machine. I just tweeted a message to those RBs over at Starbucks. So if you want to go ahead and retweet that. So they start a petition here, huh? Yeah, no, I don't even need a petition, my love.
Just retweet
my tweet to Starbucks.
Okay.
I wrote, why, oh, why, Starbucks, are you messing with perfection? Why are you changing the salted caramel cream cold brew? Why are you making it sweeter? The glory of that beverage is the fact that it isn't that sweet. And then I put a gif of Conan O'Brien screaming why.
With the tears, yes. Okay,
so
done.
Go ahead and retweet that, everyone. If you could do that for me, I'd greatly appreciate it. Now it's 6:33 on the dot. Lex, we are equally as excited about something that popped right after we got off the air, and I pressed play so quickly, and that is the official trailer for the new Ghostbusters movie.
Afterlife.
Afterlife.
Yes.
And
Afterlife.
Afterlife. and the glory, not of that beverage, but the glory of this movie. And the reason we should really be excited for this is it's done by Ivan Reitman's son, Jason Reitman. Yes. And Ivan, the original director, is involved.
Yes.
And folks that have been on the set, folks that have seen the script, that have leaked crap to the whiny man baby internet guys, everyone universally is saying that this movie is a true and worthy sequel to the original Ghostbusters. It's that good.
Yeah, they did it proud. And lots of familiar faces, too. And voices.
Yeah.
That you see in the this is the perfect trailer. Because it gets us just excited. Gets us just enough info. Because you know it's a young kid. He's moving into this rural town. He's not fitting in. And he's discovers something in the barn.
Which is beautiful. I'll play a little bit of the beginning. We think that this will translate pretty well. You'll get an essence of the trailer with the audio. Take a listen.
You're a great mom.
I don't know. I'm fine with Trevor. But with Phoebe, she really keeps me on the outside.
That's normal. She's an awkward, nerdy kid.
Maybe a new home can be an opportunity to start fresh. I just wish she'd get into some trouble.
There's still time.
Karma.
What are you doing here in Somerville anyway?
We're completely broke, and our grandfather left us this creepy old farmhouse in the middle of nowhere.
Your father wasn't much of a homemaker. He could hardly keep the power on.
And if that voice sounds familiar, that is the secretary played by Annie Potts. So these two... So they're two kids, the two kids, their grandfather she just referenced, one of the original Ghostbusters. And they left his daughter this farmhouse, and she finds these panels on the floor, and it's the ecto chamber. It's one of the ghost catching chambers. And then they go in the barn, as Alexa said, and the car is in there. Ecto One is in there. Yeah. So it's cool. Yeah. I mean, what a great premise. And then at the very end, I'll play this part. The phone rings at this weird shop, and you'll hear a very familiar voice. This is the very end of the trailer. Listen to this.
Ghostbusters, we're ready to believe you.
We're closed.
Sound familiar?
Dan Aykroyd, yeah. So, it's November exclusively in theaters. You guys have to see this. You go, my talkers, go watch this. And then the baby Stay Puffed Marshmallow characters. And Paul Rudd is in this. He's the lead, one of the leads. He looks sensational. I mean, he's perfect. Just kind of like, I guess, the boyfriend of the mom of these kids that lives in this small town, too.
Those cute little marshmallows.
Yeah.
And it's not going to replace Baby Yoda or Grogu.
No, but still. I mean,
darling.
And what's better than a giant ghost dog busting up a Walmart? I mean, there is that scene, too. Yeah. You know, it's not every day you see a giant ghost dog destroying a Walmart.
No.
So you'll see that, too.
I mean, think of the merch they're going to sell and create for this film.
It looks like those great, well, hello, I mean, Ghostbusters was a summer movie. It looks like the look of it, the tone, the way it was shot, looks like all of those great summer movies of the 80s, like The Goonies and Ghostbusters, the tone of it.
Yeah, it has like Stranger Things vibes, too.
Yes, all of it. It's just, wow, Jason Reitman, we haven't seen it yet, so we'll wait to judge. But if the trailer is even a quarter of an indication of what it's going to be like. You and your dad, you done did good, Jason. You done did good.
I wish the female version of the Ghostbusters kind of got this treatment. Oof. It was more comedy based, but
yeah.
Oof is the right
and it was treated. There. It was anyway. Yeah.
So will that be acknowledged in this movie or not?
Not the female one, I don't think. Now they I know even. No. Now, I know the original one. I know Murray is back. Bill Murray is back.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Aykroyd is back. They didn't show any of them in the trailer other than hearing Aykroyd's voice in the end. They're really leaning on the new characters. But I'm going to be interested how they bring them back into the fold. You know, what's the mechanism to bring them back? Obviously, yeah. It's the demonic,
phone call there, too.
Yes, it's obviously what's happening underneath this town. There's a ghostly spirit or something underneath the town, and that brings the trouble, the
So what's situation. The behind-the-scenes story here? These two different movies, the female Ghostbusters compared to this, are these two different production companies, two different movies?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like the issue we had with James Bond in the 70s, where we had two different groups making James Bond movies.
Yep. It's the exact same thing. Great analogy, Kenny. It's the same thing.
This was Kate McKinnon and a lot of the team members from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
And the other one. Look,
now, the movie, though, it's a little different, Kenny. The female version did acknowledge the Aykroyd. It was within the same universe, but had very little to do with what had gone before. They didn't act like it wasn't there. They acknowledged it.
Yeah.
If my memory is right on that movie, I think they were even in the same firehouse. But totally different. I mean, it was basically like a reboot. Yeah. This, I would argue, is probably a direct sequel to 1 and 2, to Ghostbusters 1 and 2.
Yeah.
I think it's, you know, and again, with Ivan involved, Ivan Reitman and his son, who I think Jason came up with the premise for this. And when they cracked the story, as they say, that's how they convinced Dan Aykroyd and Bill Murray to jump on board, because I saw Aykroyd interviewed and he said the premise of this, all the original guys were like, yep, this is the story. This is the story that'll bring us, that could bring us back.
Yeah,
because it's so original and is the essence of what the original Ghostbusters was all about. So,
and we don't have to wait 4 years for it either. That's the other thing. Sometimes they're teasing these movies and it's out in 2024. Like, wait a second. Yeah. November 11th of this year.
Only in theaters.
Yep.
Only in theaters. No streaming nonsense. You have to. And look, this is one of those movies that you really should see in a theater.
Yes.
I mean, the big effects and sound and all of that stuff. I mean, this is one of those movies that I would argue I personally would love to see in a movie theater. So
yeah, we need the popcorn and everything.
When we come back, the Alexis Thompson Not Live from Tokyo Olympic update with the latest on Simone Biles when we come back. Back in a moment. Call me when you want,
call me when you need. And now, a moment with Johnny Carson.
Hickory dickory dock.
Hickory dickory dock.
Hickory dickory dock. What kind of a dock are you to go to when there's something wrong with your hickory dickory?
This has been a moment with Johnny Carson.
I gotta get my hickory dickory checked. That's right.
Is that a turn and cough kind of situation?
It is kind of, Lex. It is. It really is, yeah. Jason and Alexis in the morning on MyTalk1071 and streaming all over the earth, all over the place. We're messy at MyTalk1071.com. I'm Jace with Lex and Kenny. Mama Dawn is gone.
Yeah.
She's left us alone, and we're going to try not to burn down the place.
We're jumping on the bed. That's for sure.
Seriously, we're jumping on the hotel bed while she's gone.
Just for Dawn, I'll just let me say this.
Please.
Come on now.
Come on now. Which is a version of my boss Mims. Come on, man. Come on, man. Put on your athletic clothing. Summer Games, we can't say the Olympics, or we'll be sued by NBC, is our Summer Game correspondent, Alexis Thompson. Good morning, Alexis.
Konbanwa! I do like to pretend that I'm in Tokyo, but yes, good morning, friends. I do have the Olympic update. Let's start with our overall medal count.
Okay.
The United States, we now lead with 30. 10 gold, 11 silver, 9 bronze. China follows with 23 medals.
Okay.
The biggest news... Oh, sorry?
For a while there, China was beating us, so it's good that we tied it up, I think, yesterday, and now we're pulling ahead. Good, good, good.
Mm-hmm. Lots of big stories out of the Olympics yesterday. Of course, Simone Biles dropped out of the gymnastic team, and, well, the competition. She was a great example of just saying, look, I can't do this right now, but I'm here for you, teammates. She was cheering on the side. She was there. I just thought that was a great display of leadership.
Well, and it was a great display of sportsmanship. She went over and congratulated the Russian team. And
the team took silver.
Yeah. I don't understand people's reactions about a lot of things, but I do not understand the vitriol. I went on for about a minute and a half, and I didn't want that in my mind.
Yeah.
But I went online, I went to Twitter, which I should not have done, and I looked at some of the responses to Simone Biles. And
do they not
it was
know,
full of
they don't
bile.
Know her his, they don't know her history, do they, Jason?
No. Well, no. Are you this surprised, young lady, Kenny? I mean,
this young lady has done her share of suffering at the hands of adults. And thankfully...
Coaches, she trusted.
Yeah, yeah. And when that happens to you at a young age, that messes up the old noggin. That screws with the brain. And this young lady has a lot of pressure on her. And she's dealing with a whole lot. And she did what was best for her. I think it was pretty mature and pretty wise what she did.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, too, the media, I know we say we hate when we say that.
I understand, though.
But the day before at the press conference, maybe they just shouldn't, as athletes, we shouldn't require them to be doing these press conferences.
There you go.
Because one of the journalists asked her about the sexual abuse at the hands of her coaches.
You're not a journalist. You're a hack. You shouldn't be there.
Why? Yeah. Can you just imagine that's what you're asked about, and then you're expected to compete at the level?
That question. Yeah, you have to answer that question, Lex, on a global stage.
Yeah.
Kenny's right. I too hate the knee-jerk reaction to blame the media for everything.
Yes.
I think it's a lazy argument many times, but Kenny's absolutely right. That person, that's not a journalistic question. That's not a journalist. That's someone trying to get their 4 minutes of fame by asking her a question know will get repeated and retweeted and reposted on TikTok. Yeah. That's not journalism. That's not journalism.
It's evil is what it is.
It is. It really is.
And these athletes, they're not robots. They're bringing kind of the humanity of going, wow, these are real humans who have thoughts and feelings, which is good. And I'm glad she's taking care of herself. But at the same time, it doesn't need to take this long to realize that.
What it sadly reminds me and reminds all of us of is as many advances as we've made with opening the door to talk about mental illness, there is still a stigma that mental conditions, mental illness, mental health is something to roll your eyes at. And it's not a, quote, real thing. It's nothing. We're still not ready to take it seriously as a society. There's a big chunk of us that still thinks, oh, mental health, you're just being, oh, grow up, or, you know, toughen up, or, you know, that we're still not ready for a real conversation about mental health.
Would you do the same thing if somebody had kidney failure, liver failure?
Yes.
Stomach cancer?
Great question.
Come on. Stop being a wussy.
Get over it.
Oh, my God. You idiots.
Yep. But believe me. But that's this story is a microcosm. It's just a perfect example of we've made some strides.
Mm-hmm.
We do talk about it more with our friends. We're more open about talking about being in therapy. The stigma has gone away a little bit from that, but we still have a long way to go. When a young lady like this can be ostracized and made fun of, ridiculed and mocked. I was watching...
And Naomi Osaka, too, jeez.
Yes. I was watching broadcasters, and I'm embarrassed to call them... They're not broadcasters. They're carnival barkers. I was watching carnival barkers yesterday mocking her. Mocking her, rolling their eyes and making fun of her. And I thought, you disgusting human being. You're not fit to be sitting on that set. You should be pulled from the air because it's just vile. And how do you
ironically
sleep at night? Supposed, oh.
They're probably suffering from issues of their own called narcissism, where they don't realize that they too are sick.
Yeah,
you know, they have no idea what it's like to look in the mirror and hate what you're seeing. They just don't know.
Yeah.
You know,
well, and, you know, the fun's all gone. That's part of what she said too. Just
and what's
the pressure?
And what is wrong? I'm exhausted because I don't understand why the concept of self-care is so hard for people to wrap their brain around. What is, and
you're supposed to keep that private. Just deal with that at home in the little free time that you don't have.
But
you're right, Chase.
But you can't.
No.
I mean, but when you're Simone Biles and you're in that ecosystem and you're in that universe that she's in, you can't. And I think it's I think it's the opposite of what her critics are saying. I think it's incredibly brave. I mean, can you? I mean, back. She knows she's going to get blowback. She knows these carnival barkers are going to attack her and attack her family and her values and call her a fake. And she knows it. And still, she stood tall.
It's courageous.
She stood tall inside herself. And as we say in different aspects, spoke her truth. That is courage. That's more courage than these carnival barkers have in their pinky. Really, truly.
Well, and the anxiety inside herself, too. Can you imagine having to admit that to yourself? You've trained for so long.
How do they not understand this? One name for you, Anthony Bourdain. Top of the world. Absolutely top of the world.
Yep.
Nobody knew. And then he was gone.
Yeah, And just on a human level. Does that make you feel good? You know, we say that all the time when people spew just, you know, hateful rhetoric or anti-gay or you know, I usually use it with when I hear. Does it make you feel good when you get off the air and you take off that earpiece after you've ranted on this young lady for a half hour? Do you feel good? Like, you know, when you go home and you look at your own daughters and your own son, do you feel good? Anyway.
That's a great question.
Yeah. Well, we're here for you, Simone.
Yes. And our team getting silver. They stepped up. We know about Jordan now. SUNY. Yeah. They just getting it done.
Great. Yep. We're going to take a break. The 7 o'clock hour complete with Would You Rather, Annie tickets and more coming up.